The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
All round restoration via kingdom service. You can also call this message the restoration of opportunities. Restoration of opportunities. All round restoration via kingdom service. Anyone you choose out of the two is perfect. Opportunities always come knocking at our door. From time to time. And you have a choice to embrace those opportunities or to reject them. Nobody here will reject good opportunities in the name of Jesus. I say nobody here will reject good opportunities in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Life is about choices. And one of the best choices that brings us into the realm of opportunities in life is to serve God. In Job 36 and verse 11, Job 36 and verse 11, the Bible says, if you obey and serve him, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, Matthew 6 and 33, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. One of the major characteristics of a revival season that we are in is a breakout of massive kingdom service. Many people wanting to serve God. You can't talk of a revival without talking of people serving God. Their heart being tuned to serve God. Their desire being spurred to serve God. And I see somebody's heart being spurred to serve God no more in Jesus' name. Who is a servant of God? Who is a servant of God? A servant of God is anyone serving God and the interest of his kingdom on earth, both young and old, male and female. Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, is servants you are to whom you obey, whether in sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. John 15, also in verse 16. John 15, verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Whosoever, either young or old, male or female, that is serving God, is a servant of God. Please note that serving God is not a calling. Serving God is principally a function of choice. Joshua 24:15. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me, someone say, as for me. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Serving God is principally a function of choice. Serving God is principally a function of choice. What is kingdom service? What is kingdom? When we talk about, I've defined who a servant of God is. Well, what is kingdom service? Are all activities designed to advance, promote and enlarge the kingdom of God. All activities. Every activity that you engage in that enlarges God's kingdom, that promotes God's kingdom, that facilitates God's kingdom, that brings development to God's kingdom, that is kingdom service. Quickly tonight, wonderful people, what are some things to note about kingdom service? Some few things to note about kingdom service. Number one, is that we are all called to serve God. Everybody's called to serve God. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. Everybody has been called. Either you are young or old. Number two thing to note about kingdom service is that serving God pays, and it pays the most. What pays the most in this world is to be serving God. That is the highest paying job. And I'll prove that to you in the scripture as we go on. That is the highest thing you can do that can pay you the most. There is no other thing you can do that can pay you as much as serving God. Number three thing to note about serving God is that you don't have to be a pastor to serve God. Abraham was not a pastor. Psalm 105 verse 42. And he remembered his holy promise. And Abraham is servant. Abraham was not a pastor, but he was called a servant. Because some people say, I don't want to be a pastor. You don't have to be a pastor to serve God. Abraham was not a servant, and he served God. Number four thing to note about kingdom service is that you don't have to start a church to serve God. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Job was a businessman. He did not start a church, yet he was a servant. Said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and he was a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. He hated evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that the man was the greatest in all of all the men in the east. Job was not a pastor. He did not start a church, yet it is recorded in the Bible that he's a servant of God. Number five thing to note about serving God is that you don't need to be an apostle before you can serve God. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, verse 15 and verse 20, Daniel was not an apostle, yet Daniel served God. Daniel chapter 6, verse 15 and verse 20. He said, then assembled his men unto the king and said, O king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree or statute which the king established must be changed. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice, saying, Daniel. And the king spoke and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God. Daniel was an administrator. Yes, they called him servant of the living God. This was the story of when they threw him inside the lion's den. And the king went there. When he was surprised that he was still alive, he says, Daniel, servant of the living God. They said he should not pray. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. Despite that, Daniel still opened his window and prayed 3 times a day, as he has been doing aforetime, as he has been doing before now. They said, if anybody that prays, they will kill the person. He said, forget it. I'm already dead. I'm dead in Christ. I must pray. They threw him inside the lion's den. He came out alive. Somebody is blessed tonight in the name of Jesus. The testimony of Daniel, your own will be greater. Number six thing to note about kingdom service is that you don't need to be a prophetess to serve God. It's not necessary that you carry the title of a prophetess before you can serve God. In Luke chapter 2, and verse 37, Anna was not a prophetess. The Bible says, and she was a widow of 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer day and night. She was not a prophetess, yet she was called a servant of God. So when we say somebody serving God, it doesn't mean that you have to carry the title of a pastor. I've been serving God long before I became a pastor. Many departments in sanctuary keeping, in ushering, as my pastor's usher for many, many years, in men's fellowship, in prayer department, in decoration department, in counseling department, where I also became the head of department, and several other departments. Not thinking of being a pastor at all. That was not, it was even never in my wish or part of my plans that in the future I'll become a pastor. Never. But continue, you don't need to be a pastor or a prophetess to serve God. What are the benefits of serving God? What do you stand to gain when you serve God? Number one, blessing. Serving God procures blessing. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, the Bible says, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. When you serve God, you procure blessing. No wonder in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2, Genesis 12 verse 2, God told Abraham, he said, I will bless you. Anybody that tries to curse you, I will curse them. When you serve God, God will bless you. God will bless you. You see, I always tell people, witches can't stop my blessing. As long as I'm serving, you can't stop it. It's unstoppable. Because the service is continuous. It's consistent. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Number two, benefit of serving God is generational breakthrough. Luke 5:18. When you serve God, you connect with generational, and behold, men brought in a bed and a man which was taken away with power. When you serve God, you connect with generational breakthrough. When you serve God, you connect with blessings of generations. I think that was what Abraham connected with in Genesis chapter 12 verse 3. He connected with blessings that was transgenerational. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12 verse 3. Because you are a servant, I will make sure that because of you, everybody that connects with you will be blessed. Because of somebody here, everybody in your family will be blessed. I say everybody in your family will be blessed. Number three, benefit of serving God is health. Health. When you serve God, you enjoy health. 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 Exodus 23 verse 25. Ye shall serve the Lord thy God. He will bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. When you serve God, you enjoy health. Health and vitality. Nobody here will know sickness again. Nobody here will know sickness again. Nobody here will know sickness again. Number four, benefit of serving God is longevity. When you serve God, you have a long life. Exodus 23 verse 26. Exodus 23 and verse 26. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. And the number of thy days I will fulfill. Because you are serving me, I will fulfill your days. So nobody can cut you off this earth if you are serving God. You are protected. You are guided. You must live a good old age because of service. When a vehicle does work for you and is doing very well, you want to service it all the time. Everything that works for you, you don't want the engine to knock. The generator in your house, because when you get home at night, there's no light. You service it often, yes or no? Because you don't want the engine to knock. If you don't service it often, the engine can knock. God must service you often because he doesn't want you to knock. You enjoy longevity. You enjoy longevity when you serve God. Nobody here will die in an untimely manner. I say nobody here will die in an untimely manner. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As long as you are still useful to God, nothing can take you out. Your talents are being used. Your resources are being used. Your strength is being used. Your gift is being used. Your connection is being used. The There's no way no wicked force can, because God will not allow it. He won't allow it. Many are called, few are chosen. Not everybody wants to serve God. So the few serving Him, you don't want them to die. You will not die. You will live to declare the glory of God. Number five, benefit of serving God is favor. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. For thy servant take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When you serve God, you enjoy favor naturally. You enjoy favor naturally. Favor becomes a normal thing. People just want to favor you. People just like you. People just want to assist you. Even when you go to a strange land, people just want to be of benefit to you. Everybody just wants to help you and assist you because of the favor of God that you carry. One time I was traveling, and as I got into Nigeria, I didn't want to call the normal person that comes to pick me. So I was just thinking, what do I do? Do I get an Uber or what do I do? Somebody just walked up to me and said he had noticed me, and that, am I a pastor? I said, yes. He said, okay, no problem. He said, where am I going? I said, this is where I'm going, in Lagos. He said, okay, so I've ordered a car that is coming to pick me. I am going to drop you where you are going first, without requesting. So he took me from the airport and took me straight inside the hold up everywhere, dropped me where I went to. And where I went to, I wanted to check if people were there. So he said, I will wait and check if the people you want to see are there or not. So he waited in the car. Have you seen that kind of thing before? He waited in the car. I now came out and said, they are there, but I still want to go out. He said, I will take you there too. When you serve God, God just favors you. God just favors you. You cannot be serving God and lack the favor of God. Anybody who is not enjoying favor regularly is not serving God. If you are serving God, you must be enjoying favor. You did what did not ask for, somebody will give you this year. Properties you did not labor for, they will give you this year. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You know, one of the reasons why I know that serving God procures favor and not serving God doesn't procure favor. One time, I wanted to bless somebody with something. So in the morning, I called somebody. Do you have this particular thing? He said, yes. So I said, okay, come and take me there. So he took me there, and I liked that thing so much. I said, oh, this is very nice. So I went back home to prepare on how I will get that thing and bless that person with that thing. By the time I phoned the person back, he said, the owner said he's not selling again. I said, why? Okay, let me add money. He said, no, the owner said he's not selling again. Well, it's almost 1 year now that thing happened. The owner has not sold it till now because the person doesn't serve God. I just wanted to do it forcefully. When you serve God, door doesn't lock up against you. When you serve God, favor will come naturally. If it was somebody else that's serving God, I would have bought that thing for that person before the owner would not say, why did I even sell this kind of thing for this kind of person? I shouldn't have done this. But immediately God said, this person doesn't serve me very well. Don't bother yourself. And if you try to bother yourself, I will close the door. The door of greatness will not be closed against you. The door of blessing will not be closed against you. Say louder, amen. Number six, benefit of serving God. You get on God's payroll. John chapter 4, 35 to 36. John 4, 35 to 36. Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white and ready to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages. When you reap, when you are involved in the work of God, you receive wages. Many of the things you are receiving that you did not ask for and you don't qualify for, it is wages. They are wages. He said, he that reaped received wages and the gathering of fruit unto life eternal. That both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. We will rejoice together. I said we will rejoice together. God pays everybody differently. Some people he pays them internationally. Some people he pays them locally. Some people he pays them through strangers. Some people he pays them through harvest on their businesses. Some people he uses their bosses to bless them. Some people he uses their husband to bless them. Some people he uses anybody. This year, God will use somebody to bless you. I said this year, God will use somebody to bless you. When you serve God, you qualify for wages. You don't get blessed or paid when you are not doing anything. That's why I always tell people, the one of people I fear most, not fears in terms of fear, that I just like them to just be, is people that don't do anything in the house of God. Because when you are like that, I begin to wonder, who are you really serving? Because everybody was created to serve something. Nobody can be. That's why before Moses went to the mountain, came back, they started serving another God. They said, give us a, what do you call it now? A God. They removed their earrings. Sharp, sharp. They started bowing down to another God, dancing around it naked. And Moses was coming down with Joshua. Said, I'm hearing drums. What's going on? When they got there, Bebeti Shele. Every human, once I see that a person is not serving God, I can predict who the person is serving. Either the person is serving himself or he's serving another God. It's not possible for somebody to be in existence and not want to serve God. Once he's not serving God, he's serving somebody. He's serving, so he's leaking something. He's leaking something. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is no middle point. Is either one is serving God or serving the devil? Just know it. Is either one is serving God or serving the devil? There's no middle. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Some ways to do kingdom service. I'll just give us a few. Some of the ways we can do kingdom service. Number one is praying kingdom advancement prayers. Matthew 6, 9 to 10. One of the ways you can serve God is to pray kingdom. Say, after this manner, therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. One of the ways you can serve God is through kingdom advancement prayers. Praying for souls to be won. Praying for the establishment of these souls. Praying for the word of God to come with power. Praying that God should bring forth people from everywhere and the reaper angels should blow them in. And they should find rest in the house of God. Praying that the God, Lord will send his word through his servant. Praying for his servant, particularly for strength, vitality, and new grace and unction. One day I spoke to our pastors. I said, don't pray for me that God give our pastor money, give him a blessing, prosperity. I don't need such prayer. I don't need such prayer. I'm not rich, but I don't need such prayer. What I need is more grace to serve the people. That's what I need. I don't need money. Do you want to be eating money? I need more grace to serve God and serve the people. Unction. Fire from the altar. That's what we are talking about. Not just pray. Money. May Lord give us understanding. Praying kingdom advancement prayer births blessings. And our daily prayer banquet that we do here every day, 6 to 7, is a good platform to be involved in the prayer. Many of us used to be involved before. But now, but that was before revival. You are revived now. We know from now we'll be seeing you. Daily, every day, 6 to 7. Oh God, bless these people. Oh God, let your hand be upon them. There shall be no loss in this commission. Oh God, sanctify your people. Oh God, let the spirit of the fear of God dominate your people. Oh God, release your word this Sunday. Oh God, that's what we are doing. That's what we are doing. So by the time we finish, you do your personal prayer. God is already there. Oh yeah, say what you want to say. Let me answer you sharp, sharp. from today, your prayers will be answered sharp, sharp. I say, from today, your prayers shall be answered sharp, sharp. Say louder, amen. So, kingdom advancement praying is very key. Is very important. Is very, very important. Very pivotal to the blessings of God. To the favor of God in our lives. Some people, when they are praying other prayers, praying for money, praying for breakthrough, praying for fiancé or whatever, they will be praying very well. Pray for enemy to die. They'll pray. But when we say pray that souls will be won, their tempo will go down. That's why their blessing is going down. You want things to happen fast, fast. Let thee say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom first. Thy kingdom come first. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Number two, ways to serve God is through soul winning. And yesterday, we dealt with that extensively. So I will not go too much into that. Since I believe that the spirit of obedience has entered us, and we now know the importance of soul winning and the benefits of soul winning. But I want you to know that as you serve God in the place of soul winning, He will bless you, because soul winning carries a cost. Galatians 4:19. When you serve God, you are serving God and you are traveling. Say, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. When you serve God in the place of soul winning, it is a labor, and the labor must bring blessing. Somebody is here this morning, the labor of you engaging in soul winning will bring blessings for you. Say louder, amen. Please note that you are not also rewarded in soul winning for your effort. You are rewarded for results. When you go for soul winning, you are not rewarded for just appearing. Because some people just appear. No, you are rewarded for going to the field. Luke 19:13-19. It's when you go to the field and you win souls, that's when you are rewarded. And as he called his 10 servants, he delivered unto them 10 pounds. And he said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded his servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then the first came, saying, Lord, thy pound has increased to 10. Then came the first. Go back. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10. Go on. Then he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou art been faithful in little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Then the second came, thy pound has also gained 5. Then he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. Well done. And he said likewise, and another came, saying, Lord, here is your pound, the way you gave me mouth, beauty, handsomeness, everything. Take it back like that. I can't give myself stress. And another came and said, Lord, here is thy pound, which I have kept. I've kept it up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou did not sow. Like people will say, they also be stressing me to be entering inside son and be saying, accept Jesus, and bills. Then he said unto them, out of thy own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I had not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore, then giveth not thou my money unto the bank, that at my coming I might require mine own with usury. That's interest. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it unto him that had 10 pounds. Just stop there because of time. I'm running for time. What is this trying to say there? You have a talent to win souls. People are beside you. People are in your office. People are all around you. Your neighbor is not yet saved. Your flatmate is not yet saved. Your bunkie self is not yet saved. Eh? The people that you sit down together to read, they are not yet saved. Your colleagues are not, even your sisters and brothers are not yet saved. Even your husband or wife is not yet saved. You are plenty of people to get saved. We cannot stop soul winning as long as sinners are outside. We cannot stop winning souls as long as sinners are on outside. We must keep winning souls. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Number three, way to serve God. Number one is what? True praying, kingdom and advancement prayer. Number three, true giving. Giving. This is the anchor, that law that births prosperity. Genesis 8 verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. This is the major anchor that births prosperity in this kingdom. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. If you are going to serve God and you are not ready to serve him with your money, you are not ready to serve God at all. Serving anything or anybody and it doesn't involve you parting with something, you are not serving that person. You are not serving. Service that does not involve your money is not yet a complete service. That's why God said you can't serve God and mammon. If you are going to serve God, you must be able to serve him with your resources, with your tithe, with your offering, with your first fruits, with different kinds of offerings to him from time to time. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 to 8. 2 Corinthians 9. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man, as he proposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always having all things, all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. So if you are going to serve God and you are not involved in giving, you have not started at all. You have not started at all. And let me tell you this. I am not sure if God helps me to be able to still have time, because we still have so many topics and time is already running out in the program. But we'll try to see if we can get to the financial restoration in the course of this program. The reason why a lot of believers have not been able to gain access to wealth is because the giving is below their standard. What I can give, for example, might be different from what somebody, if, for example, somebody else give 1,000. 1,000 might be the person's level. And God can bless the person based on that 1,000. If I give 100 times that, that might not be my level. And God might say, that thing you are giving is below your level. Each person has his own level. You give according to your level. When you start earning money and your tithe of 10,000 is 1,000. Pay that 1,000. Somebody else is earning 1 million and his size is 100,000. Let him pay that 100,000. You pay, you give to God according to your level and he will bless you. I hope and pray we'll have more time, because many here will enjoy financial surplus this year. Many here will enjoy financial surplus this year. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Number four type of service is physical stewardship. That is doing something in the church. You are in the cell system. You are in the choir. You are in the ushering. You are in the children's church. You are in the engineering. You are in one department or another. You are in the prayer team. Anywhere you find yourself, physical, anything you do that involves you working physically is a physical service. It brings blessings. It brings blessings. It brings blessings. And the physical service we're talking about is something that involves every one of us. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Well, as I begin to round up, what are the pathways to acceptable stewardship? I'll run through that very quickly and we'll begin to pray further tonight. What are pathways to acceptable stewardship? Number one, you must serve God willingly. 1 Corinthians 9:17. 1 Corinthians 9 He said, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. If you want to enjoy service, the blessings of serving God, you must serve God willingly. Don't let anybody force you. If they force you, it's not, it doesn't have benefits. Any service you serve, and they have to force you to serve God by force. If I don't go now, pastor will say somebody should call me, or they should come to my house. That kind of service is not a yes, sure service. If you want to serve God willingly. How many of you know that anybody you love, you serve the person willingly? When you love somebody, you serve the person willingly. If you love God, you serve Him willingly. Number two, pathway to acceptable service is serve Him faithfully. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. It is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. If you are going to enjoy the blessings of stewardship, you must serve God faithfully. This is one area that a lot of believers are very, very deficient. The service is not faithful. The service is not faithful. If you are going to serve God, serve Him faithfully. Serve Him faithfully. Let your service be a service that is so faithful. I'll tell you some stories. A few stories tonight. When we were still in our former church, before we moved here, the former auditorium we were using, we had someone who was an official in the church. When we buy petrol, he will come back after service and come and drain the petrol so that he can use it to watch football in the house and to enjoy himself, which is that's not faithfulness. You that you should be praying that you should have money to buy a whole generator for the church, you are now draining, you are now looking for how to tap small money from church. How do I tap money from small thing? They send you battery. You say, let me gain 200 naira from battery. You have problem. You have problem. If you check my expectation slip and you see what I have for the kingdom of God this year, you'll be wondering, where am I going to get the money from? That should be your desire. You are building churches. You are building schools for God, for children of God. You are buying buses. You are giving scholarship to people. That should be your desire, now that you'll be looking for how to take small money and all these kind of things here and there. Be far here and there. No, that's not it. You are in sanctuary keepers. They buy liquid soap, plenty. You look for a bowl. You quickly push some inside the bowl. You carry it home. You put tissue paper from the toilet. You put it inside your pocket. You can see it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Number three, pathway to acceptable stewardship is serve Him heartily. Ephesians 6 and verse 6. Serve God with your heart, not with eye service as men pleaser, but as a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Any service you are serving that is not from the heart cannot get to God. God looks at the heart. It's man that looks at the face. God looks at your heart. That's why when God wanted to choose a replacement for Saul, he didn't choose Eliab and all the big guys that had big chests. You know the story very well in 1 Samuel chapter 16. He chose David that was serving because his heart was right with God. The difference between David and Saul, when Saul offended God, he was still making excuses. When David offended God, he said, God, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done this. God forgave him. Let your heart be right. Don't be in a department and you say, this department HOD, the way I'm looking at it, we must be the same age group. You are carnal. You are carnal. We must be the same age group. Or if it's older than me, maybe just small. You are a carnal worker. Heart, full service. I've served under people that are younger than me plenty times, both in the secular and in the ministry. Plenty times. Serve with your heart. Not be doing all this calculation. The way I'm looking at it, me and this person, our financial something should be, we should be the same level. Our salary should not be more than so. What's the big deal? When you think like that, you will not serve. When you think like that, you will not serve. Your heart must be right. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Number four, pathway to acceptable service. Serve God diligently. Hebrews chapter 11, number 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a hard worker. He said he only rested on the seventh day. If you are going to walk with God, you must be diligent. You must be diligent. If you are not diligent, you have a problem with God. Because there will be some time he will tell you to wake up to pray. There will be some time he will tell you to go and do evangelism. There will be some time he will tell you to fast. There will be some time he will tell you to read the Bible. You can't walk with God and be lazy. Walk diligently. Walk diligently. Walk diligently. Some people, I don't know what they are conserving their strength for. They don't use strength in the grave. Use your strength for God. Use your youth for God. Is it Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 that talks about that we should ensure that we use our youth properly? Use your strength for God. Use your youth for God. Let diligence in the house of God. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number five, pathway to acceptable service is serve God sacrificially. Sacrifice, Psalm 126, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 126, verse 1 and 2. Serve God sacrificially. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord had done great things for them. Until you are ready to serve God sacrificially, you can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere. You know the reason why a lot of people cannot do the work at this, our own little level? The sacrifice is humongous. The sacrifice. If you are not ready to sacrifice, just forget it. Forget it. People think pastoring is just the work we are doing. This preaching now is only 10% of the work, or maybe 20 of the work. The remaining 80%, you don't see it when it's done. It's not done on the altar. You must need to sacrifice if you want to get the best from God. Sacrifice. Sacrifice in prayer. In a lot of times, you even forget yourself. You forget that you just forget yourself. Because you want people to be okay. You want the best. You want people that are single to be married. You want people to become older. You want people to be blessed. You want testimonies in people's life. You want people to be saved. You want transformations. You just forget yourself. That's why God blesses people that do it faithfully. God blesses them mercilessly. If you are not ready to sacrifice, forget it. Forget it. The more your sacrifice, the more the blessing. Be ready to sacrifice. God will help us in Jesus' name. I say, God will help us in Jesus' name. God will give us the spirit of sacrifice. I say, God will give us the spirit of sacrifice in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And number six, serve him tirelessly. Best. Of service, serve God tirelessly. Serve God tirelessly. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Galatians 6 verse 9. Let us not be weary in well doing, for we shall reap if we faint not.
Galatians 6 verse 9. Let us not be weary in well doing, for we will reap if we faint not. Don't faint. If you faint, you have lost all the reward. I would say, he that puts his hand on the plow and looks back, says it's not worthy of the kingdom of God. If anybody serving God and stops serving God, there's no record again that you ever served God. That's why you must be persistent. You must refuse discouragement. You must refuse to be discouraged. Don't allow anybody to discourage you. Don't allow anybody to discourage you. Because once you become tired and you don't serve God again, the record is as if you did not serve God again. You are working in a place and you stop working there. The grade and the level that you stop is the level you stop. If you are a colonel, you stop at a colonel. If you are a lieutenant general, you stop at that's where you stop. Is when immediately you stop serving God. That's all. So you must press on. You must press on. You must not be tired. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Number 7, serve Him joyfully. Serve Him joyfully. 2 Corinthians 9:7. Serve God joyfully. Don't serve God with murmuring. Every man, according as he possesses in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. When you are serving God, it must be done joyfully. Don't serve God with murmuring. Don't serve God with sadness, boning, or frowning. It has no benefit. Any service you are doing that you are serving, somebody came to my office today and the person was frowning to come and tell me something. I said, please go out first. When you are smiling, come back inside. Because you can't come and pollute what I'm doing here. Go outside first, put a smile on your face, then come back inside. The person quickly wore his smile. You can't smile. That small challenge you are passing through, somebody is passing through 50 times of it. And he's smiling. Nobody here will be sad again. Anytime you are serving God and you are serving Him with grumbling or with complaining, they give instruction. They say, this is what to do. This is the time you have to get to church. This is how to dress as a worker. No, in my home church. Well, go to your travel back. Go to your home church and be going every Sunday and coming back. Going every Sunday and coming back. My home church, in my so-so-so church, in my that's a wrong heart. Serve God joyfully. And I know the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Do you know that when you serve God and it's not joyfully, it's a terrible thing? It's Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 to 48. Deuteronomy 28. He said, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness. They did not kill anybody. They did not steal. The only offense was that they were serving God, but it was not joyfully. He said, because they serveth not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemy. Someone say, God forbid. Because they didn't serve God. He said, because you did not serve me with joy. Say, you serve. The person will serve the enemies which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke upon thy neck until he has destroyed thee. Why? Because of just not serving joyfully. Wow. It means that serving God joyfully is so is not just serving God, but it must be with joy. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this privilege. You know what? I always see it as a privilege to be here. If I'm not here, somebody else will be here. And the person that will be here will be better than me. It's a privilege to serve. Anytime you are serving God, see it as a privilege. Don't see it as if I'm not there, somebody else is not there. It's a lie. There's nobody that will not be in this church today and that this church will not continue. People can preach. People that have access to their church accounts, they are here, that will approve the money, that will send money anywhere when offering comes. So people that can drum, they are here. People that can do everything that one person is doing, everything, they are all here. So everything you are doing is because God has given you the grace. Nobody here will be tired of serving God. I say nobody here will be tired of serving God. May your heart be open to serve God even further. In the name of Jesus. Somebody blessed tonight. Rise up on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.